It's time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today, we have Dr. Joel Callahan, board-certified neurologist and chief of staff with UNC Health Pardee with us. Dr. Callahan, great to have you on board with us again today. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Mark. It's happy to be here.
Yeah, so you're going to talk to us today about an ailment that so many people deal with, and that's headaches and migraines and how to manage that pain.
That's right. Migraines in particular affect about 40 million people in America. Headaches, of course, can be way more prevalent than that. So this is an issue that not only affects people's quality of life, but can disrupt family life and workflow too, and impacts, so many people and families in our community and in the nation as a whole.
Sure, I can only imagine. So can you share some advice on how to manage these chronic conditions?
Well, I mean, some people will have headaches that just kind of come and go and may be triggered by stress or certain things that can be, fairly recognized and avoidable. But for people that suffer with more chronic headache conditions, I think the first thing is to try to maintain a routine. When we get out of routine, we tend to have more health problems in general. But if lifestyle choices and things like that don't really seem to make any improvement, then reaching out to your primary care doctor about their advice, and then perhaps even asking for a referral to a neurologist like somebody in our practice here at Pardee to look at more strategic ways to treat and manage those headaches.
So to dive a little bit deeper into that, at what point should someone who is dealing with headaches, at what point should they say, okay, I need to see someone about this?
Well, that's a great question. We typically think about putting patients with migraines specifically on a preventive medicine when they have about two headaches a month that disrupt their work schedule or their family life or their social life. I know people have many more headaches before they actually come and see a provider. So I would just say if they're having headaches that they're taking even over-the-counter medicines for regularly, or they find that their headache is disruptive to their quality of life, affecting any of those areas I mentioned, then that's an excellent time to reach out and see if there's something that can be done to improve their quality of life and decrease the number and frequency and severity of the headaches, but also just to be sure there's nothing else going wrong.
Yeah.
If somebody, is an older person that's never had headaches before and they suddenly start having headaches that are new and severe, or somebody has headaches that may be associated with other symptoms, maybe visual changes or weakness or things like that, or even a headache that just won't go away, then those would be all reasons to seek out medical care. And then, of course, if somebody has what we call the first and worst headache, just a very severe sudden onset headache that they've never had before, then that would be a headache that should be gone and treated at the emergency room.
So if we make an appointment with a healthcare provider regarding headaches or migraines, is there something someone should do beforehand to prepare for that appointment?
Yeah. So just being prepared for the history taking by the provider is really important. So the questions that we would ask would be, how long have these headaches been going on? When did they start? What is the typical headache like? What's the characteristic of the pain, the location, the severity, the duration of the pain? How frequently are these headaches happening? Are there any associated symptoms, visual changes, weakness, numbness, speech changes, anything like that? Is there any clear trigger for them? Are there any things that the patient can identify that may trigger their headaches? Is there any family history? What medicines are they taking? How often? How well do those medicines work? One thing to touch on with that comment is people that sort of self-manage their headaches can actually end up making them worse by taking over-the-counter medications and really creating a chronic medication overuse headache syndrome. So being honest with your provider about what medicines you're taking and the frequency of those medications is also really important to prepare for that initial interview and history.
Okay. Can you share some treatments that have helped people dealing with migraines?
Yes. Yeah, so You know, if you had asked me that question when I first started my training 20 plus years ago, we would have had very few things that were available. But in the course of when I was a resident in the 90s to now, we have so many medicines that are available for managing migraines. As I mentioned earlier, if we have a patient that's having two or more headaches a month, we might talk about preventive strategies. So that may be lifestyle identification and choices to help alleviate the frequency of the headaches, or even using some supplements can be useful in some of those patients for preventing headaches. And then even medications ranging from simple blood pressure medications to some certain types of antidepressants can be helpful for treating migraines, to medicines that we would typically associate with treating epilepsy syndromes, and then even into things like using Botox for management of migraines. And now we have a new class of medications, which are called CGRP agonists, and they work on a molecule called CGRP, which is stands for calcitonin gene-related peptide. And that peptide has been shown to be a protein that is involved in the migraine cascade. So some of the newest agents we have block the buildup of that protein as either a preventive agent or even using an abortive agent. So when I say abortive agents, I mean things that actually break the headache. And so the other thing that we would talk to our patients about would be, how are we going to break the headache when you have one? Not everybody needs to be in a preventive agent, but having some really good strategies for breaking the headache is important to getting back to their normal life. And so those would be medicines like even over-the-counter anti-inflammatories or prescription-strength anti-inflammatories, to these medicines that work on CGRP molecules that can be used as an abortive medicine. Those are the newer ones. And then we've had for 20 plus years a class of medicines called triptans. A lot of people would be familiar with those. Imitrex was the first one that came to market, and that's sumatriptan. Now there are about seven or eight of those in that family, various formulations with pills or nasal sprays or shots that can be used to help break a headache. And then there's education that goes around that, because it's really important that patients recognize what their migraines are, and then taking a medicine as soon as that headache starts to try to get the medicine in their system quickly, giving it the best chance to sort of stop it before the cow gets out of the barn, so to speak.
Wow. Interesting. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Joel Callahan, board-certified neurologist and chief of staff at UNC Health Pardee. Dr. Callahan, you've been very generous with your time. Just one more question. Just wanted to know if there's anything else you can talk about to help patients who suffer from this.
Thank you. Yeah. I would just say you're not alone. Migraine and headaches affect pretty much every family and to some extent in the United States. So you're not alone. You don't have to deal with those without asking for some sort of help. It's not natural to have chronic headaches. Some things can be as simple as changing lifestyle and just having a good routine and avoiding certain foods, or maybe alcohol or other things that may be a trigger, exercising regularly, getting good sleep, very simple fixes. But if those don't work and the lifestyle changes don't work, then, you know, there's a whole host of medications that we can use. And having a good open discussion with your primary care doctor or a neurologist, alleviating the fear that there may be something more serious going on, and then getting a really good plan to attack those headaches, can be all parts of the tools to kind of a healthier, more productive, and higher quality of life.
Okay. Again, Dr. Callahan, thank you so much for sharing this information with our listeners. And we got to mention this. We want to extend a heartfelt congratulations from all of us here at the Q for the well-deserved award of being named Physician of the Year. You've been with Pardee, 12 years now, and been providing top-notch care for the community. So congratulations, well-deserved, and thank you.
All right, thank you very much. It was a real honor to be named that, and just very happy to be part of this community. Thank you.
And we're glad to know you are the chief of staff at Pardee as well. If you suffer from migraines and you need a provider to talk to, you can find one easily by visiting pardeehospital.org.